A mighty move of the spirit is coming to the Treasure Coast. Wednesday, July 23rd through Sunday, July 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center is having our 33rd anniversary celebration. And you can't afford to miss it. The theme is Kingdom Authority. Delivering the Word of God will be Prophet Paula Price.
You're the New World Order. It's you. You're the coming kingdom.
Apostle Joseph Prude.
This shall be the day of healing. And I come to restore. I come to give you my encouragement, that I might answer those prayers that you thought I would not answer.
And of course, our very own Apostle Trevor Banks.
Chains are broken. Yokes are destroyed. Enemies are defeated. Now you start seeing like God wants you to see. You start entering into your purpose.
Don't miss this outpouring of God's power like never before. July 23rd through the 27th, Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, the 33rd anniversary celebration. All services will be held at the church, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. Come learn how to take your kingdom authority.
I'm going to send a quickening anointing. My word's going to come alive in your spirit. And I'm going to perform what I said.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Don't be afraid of that stuff. He's defeated. He was defeated from the beginning. What we're doing, we are... How many in here would say they have a really good memory? Raise your hands. Raise them up high. How many can't remember anything? Don't raise your hands. I don't want to see those hands. Well, you know, really what this is really all about is you remembering who you really are. And we got to dig this stuff from the world off of us because we're in Christ. What Christ came to do was to bring us back to who we really are. That's why we were born again. Because the world had conformed, distorted, disrupted, destroyed, oppressed us to try to mold us into something that we're not. So Jesus came and he broke all of that so that we would start remembering who we really are. Remembering is important. How many remember a lot of bad things? See, you know, the traumatic things that happen in life are sometimes easy to remember until we get healed of them. Sometimes they try to govern our life, you know, like whoopings. Things like that just, you know, you never forget. You know, the sting is... See, when Joseph went through all that he went through, he had two children, two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Their names are symbolic. Ephraim, God made him doubly fruitful. But Manasseh, and this is important, he maketh me to forget. God will make you to forget some stuff so that you can start remembering who you really are. Forget some stuff. Our experience, this stuff that we go through right now explains us. It doesn't define us. This is just what the world is doing. We dig into the Word and we start peeling back the layers on our life and start remembering. Then you start to rise up in the place of authority that God has given us and that we possess. I like the story of Jonah. Jonah, of course, ran from God, was supposed to go to Nineveh, went to Tarshish, and, you know, God disrupted with a storm, and they had to throw Jonah overboard, and the whale, or whatever kind of fish it was, swallowed him up. All right? And he's in the belly of the fish, and the fish went way down. Now, you read the language that he's talking about, that the sea weed was wrapped around his soul. It wasn't talking about just his physical body. It was his soul. But at the very bottom, it says, and Jonah remembered the Lord. Listen to me. He remembered. See, this is why it's important that we go back and we start to remember where we really come from, who we really are. The word remember, remember. He reconnected. It says when Jonah remembered the Lord, that's when the fish got sick.
Amen.
Read the story. That's when the fish got sick, couldn't keep Jonah in there. Why? He remembered. In the belly of the whale, he remembered the Lord. And when he remembered, that was all God needed him to do. Everything, his circumstance changed. When you start to remember who you really are, and this word tells you who you are. Any man in Christ, he's a what? All things have what? All things are become what? And all things are what? That was sad. All things are what? Now, how many remember that? Right away, little question marks come up. Yeah, what about? Peter stepped out in the midst of the storm. It was storming, but he stepped out. I'm telling you, that's where your deliverance is. Where you get intentional and say, okay, I'm here to change some stuff. This stuff, it looked like a Goliath, it looked like a mountain, but the Lord said this in his word. So I'm going to exercise that, and I'm going to remember what he said. I am who I am, and step out in the midst of it. I'm telling you, that's where things change. There has to be a clash of the kingdoms. Daniel refused to take of the king's meat at a young age. With the chance of having he and the three Hebrews' heads cut off, because that's what would happen. They wouldn't have had any mercy. But see, when they chose to stand up and clash with that kingdom, first thing God did was give them favor. Amen. See, that's all God needs is somebody that'll operate in faith. Somebody that'll stand up in the midst of the storm and say something with some boldness and some courage and not be afraid and watch how they'll stand on the water. See, what Peter did, Peter got his eyes off the Lord. He got his eyes off the word. He saw the wind. He saw the waves. And then he started to sink. See, that's the problem. People see they see victory as a moment. But it's a mindset. It's not just a moment. Now, imagine if Peter had been developed to that. He and the Lord would have just took a little stroll in the park while the disciples in the boat just, they just walking, talking on the water. Why? Your mindset. This is kingdom. This is who you really are. Tell somebody, this is who you really are. But we it's important to remember. How do we do? Go back in that word. See, before ever you got here, God knew you. Let's go to this verse real quick anyway. Jeremiah chapter 1. I think it's chapter 1. Yeah, Jeremiah chapter 1. And let's start at verse number 4. It says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, this is Jeremiah, saying, before I formed you in the belly or in the womb, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, before you came here, before you were twinkle in the eye, before, you know, I sanctified you. You were sanctified before you got here. And then he said, I ordained you. I ordained you. See what the world does, they try to conform you to their measures and metrics so that you look for affirmation from people.
Amen.
This is so important. You look for affirmation. You know, you like the applaud. No, nothing wrong with people applaud you when you do well. And there's nothing wrong with people that pat you on the back and say, man, that was wonderful, whatever. But that can't be your source of affirmation. See, because that was Jeremiah's source of affirmation in the beginning, look what it says. God says, before I formed you, I knew you, I sanctified you, I ordained you a prophet to the nation. Then Jeremiah said, oh, Lord, I can't speak. I'm a child. Lord said, don't tell me you're a child. You're going to go to all that I shall send you to. And whatsoever I command you, you will speak it. Don't be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. So Lord, what he proceeded to, it says, then the Lord put his hand and touched my mouth. And Lord said to me, behold, I put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? Then he showed him this vision of an almond tree. But you see here, this is a prime example. The Lord knew you, had ordained you, and gave you purpose before anybody defined you. Before your family named you. Amen. Before you were in the womb. So see, there's a you that existed before you. Amen. But it's the you that's here now that be trying to define you. Amen. Well, you got to tell that rascal, sit down. Amen. Let me search the scripture. See, I've been born again. And let me search the scripture to see what God says about me. Because he will, listen, when just like with Jeremiah, when you start to really have an insatiable hunger to know him, he'll begin to reveal to you individually who you are. Not just we're all saved and we're all remnant. No, he'll start to reveal to you individually. He said, Jeremiah, you're a prophet to a nation. All the ones, they weren't all prophets to nations, but he was. And he said, you're going to pull down stuff. You're going to tear down, you're going to root up, you're going to plant, you're going to cause nations. This was his specific. See, that's where we can tie that verse in. Many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. Some people really, really never discover or pursue enough to know what they're called to. Amen. They know they're called. That's all. They just hear a call. But see, he said, few are chosen. Which ones? Tell somebody right now, heaven's looking at you. And heaven's not looking at you to judge you or to condemn you or to, you know, discourage you. God watches. God watches us to see, especially when we go through trials. He looks to see what's left when you come out of the trial. Are you bitter? Are you defeated? Are you discouraged? Why? He wants to put us in charge of things as stewards. Again, victory is not a moment. It's a mindset. You know, if you're an employer, if you maybe work with people where you saw somebody that just kind of went the extra mile on the job and did things well. You know what I mean? You would do things out of the way for the job and not for brownie points. You know, it was who they were.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.